He's scaring us. Like, I do not want this to happen. Please.
People have said I'm gay, and I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. Good on them. I think people want me to be gay.
I know, it'd be funny, that's why.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
It would.
Do you know how much dick you would get, Wayne?
I don't want any
all of
dick,
it.
Thank you. None of it.
You would get so much, you would get more dick than I do, and I get a lot of
I
dick.
I don't want any dick. I have no interest in dick. I want no looking at dick. No
man,
dick.
Man, now that's it. This is an interesting topic for this episode of Walking Dead called Black People Got Problems.
Yeah, how about we kick this shit off finally. Finally. People, welcome to another edition of Dragon of the Wolf / Movie Spoilers Podcast, whatever the fuck this is, Walking Dead episode 4, is it? 4?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
4, yeah. Episode 4. What's the hell's name of the episode anyway?
Indifference.
There you go.
Negro got problems.
Negro got problems.
Nigga need to see that shit.
Bobby.
I think they should have called it, instead of Indifference, they should have called it, Can Never Let Go, cause no character in this fucking, show let go of anything.
Yeah, except Rick.
That's true.
Yeah, Rick's the only motherfucker, like, let go. Like, get the hell up out of here.
Rick needs to go fuck himself, I'm sorry. I've lost it with Rick after this shit.
Oh, hell no. I would've got rid of that bitch too, whatever. If she's sneaking up behind people when they sleeping, killing them in the head or whatever, I'm like, alright, you know what,
Rick's
that bitch.
Rick's thinking though. You don't know if that actually happened.
You know that's happened.
She totally did that though. You know what, they don't really show what happened, and Carol doesn't exactly explain in detail exactly what happened, but she admits, like, yeah, I killed those motherfuckers.
She killed two people that were dying. That was sick.
And you don't know if they were dying. You don't know if they were dying, because look at Glenn. His ass should have been dead. All those people in that cell should have been
dead
by now.
You haven't seen him. He wasn't in last week.
Okay.
Glenn's not dead.
We all know he's got...
If Glenn was dead, they'd show him.
He's dead.
And plus you know how... And you know how she killed him too, is because before, when she was gonna kill those little girls' father, she was like, you need to stab him right here. She was showing them girls where to stab him and shit.
Good
so
on
you know
her.
She stabbed
him. Good on her. I like Carol. I respect him more.
You know, it's totally different from what she did to the dad. Wayne, look at it. I mean, with the dad, the little girl dad, yeah, he got bit. He was bitten three places, man. He had like a penis missing, a nipple, and everything. Everything was missing.
But Rick's
he ain't
Rick,
coming back from that.
Rick is the biggest hypocrite motherfucker out there now at these days.
How?
She said it straight up. Oh, and you haven't killed anyone from our group?
He had to kill Shane. No,
he had to kill Shane.
No.
Okay, come on now.
I
can't believe you're saying this right
Shane.
Now.
Shane is a wonderful character, and I miss him so much because he was amazing. He made the show great.
Merle is better.
Shane would rape his ass with his hands.
Oh, Merle would beat the shit out of Shane. Shane wouldn't have the last 2 seconds with Merle. Merle beat the fuck out of him like he beat that nigga's ass.
He's what?
T-Dog.
Oh, T-Dog.
Daryl and Merle would double team his ass and hold him down, whatever. Nobody
would be
fucks
every woman's fantasies. So I don't want to see that.
Nobody fucks with the Dixon brothers, alright? No, nobody fucks with that, alright?
Daryl didn't mess around with Shane because he knew Shane was a crazy motherfucker.
And if you- Daryl didn't get-
No, Daryl kept to himself.
If you watch-
During that time-
You watch season two-
No, during that time, Wayne, Daryl kept to himself
exactly.
Because he didn't trust anybody.
Yeah, no,
he didn't fucking
he didn't
trust
mess around
nobody.
With Shane. He didn't want to mess with that bad.
No, it wasn't Shane. It was like, these motherfuckers are crazy. I'm gonna step back and let them, like, implode.
It is right.
And you know Carol was psycho too, cause did you see the look in her face
yes,
when she was explaining
her
stuff? She's not, she did not give a fuck. She was like, yeah, I did it, so what? What are you gonna do about it? I'm like, bitch, are you testing me right now?
He's still a hypocrite. He killed Shane in cold blood. Shane
tried to shoot him!
Tried to shoot him!
No, Wayne!
He walks up
Shane.
And he stabs him. Shane had the gun and was starting to lower it, and he stabs him with it. Gets his nuts.
You are in such fucking denial. It's not even funny.
Right. We watched season two, people. Shane starts to lower his gun, and Rick stabs the motherfucker.
No.
Good at Rick.
Do you not remember, like, when they first started looking for Sophia, Dale caught Shane looking at Rick down those fucking sights. Shane was gonna kill him. Shane was gonna kill him.
But still. He's a hypocrite, Rick. He killed Shane in cold blood. He still knifed him, and then
he didn't kill him in cold blood. It was literally Rick knew it was me or him.
Rick's a hypocrite.
Cold blood, Wayne. The definition of cold blood is when you're eating cereal and you look up at somebody and they stab you in the eye. That's cold blood and killing.
Exactly, just
right?
What he did to Shane. I feel sorry.
No, he didn't. Shane tried to murder him.
He lowered his gun.
Okay. First of all, did Shane not set up a plan to free this nigga that they had captured or whatever just so he could take Rick out into the woods to shoot him? Did he not do that?
He didn't treat him.
He did.
And second of all, Shane is not even in this episode, so why the fuck were we bringing up Shane?
Give a fuck. Shane's dead or whatever because he was too bad of a character. They didn't know what the fuck to do with him, so they got
sad. So sad.
And Rick, he's a psychotic, lunatic kid. He's gone back in the middle of prison, and it's like, his son shot an innocent kid, but that's all right. We'll keep him in town. Yeah, Rick.
But has he killed anybody recently though?
Not that we know.
Fucking Curl is fucking killing people in their fucking sleep or shit.
And I reckon, I reckon Jason Voorhees has taken over the body of Carl because he will be killing people left, right, and center for all we know in that jail. He's probably killed everyone in that cell who's sick.
He's more of a Michael Myers than a Jason Voorhees. I think Carol is more like a, you know, Freddy Krueger or something.
Yeah, she plans that shit out.
Yeah.
I like Carol.
She's like a Dexter.
Carol though is...
She likes to kill them in their dreams. That's exactly what she did to Karen and other dude there.
She's gotta get to Tyrese though. Tyrese is done the shimmy. He's got a man. He got a man the fuck.
Tyrese would have beat the shit out of her in her sleep then if
because he's a pussy.
I'm sorry, I don't know. That motherfucker's been, he hasn't been focused for the last two episodes. I think he would have probably like wait till she went by herself or something. He probably would have fucking beat the shit out of her or something. I don't know.
He probably would. But even Michonne's telling him, you gotta fucking get your shit straight. You wanna die or not?
And then he was like, hey, are you being a hypocrite right now? I'm sorry, let me shut your ass up with the governor talk. Let's have that discussion right now.
Oh, but you know what? The Carol shit, even though the Carol shit was good, the best part in this episode was when Daryl got in Bob Stokey's face. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, damn.
And that motherfucker tried to pull a gun on Daryl.
Yeah. I know.
Did you not see that?
Daryl was like, nigga, did you just pull a gun on me?
He didn't even have to say anything. He just walked up to him, fucking head against head, just look at him and like, just fucking try it, and I'll kill you.
Damn, that dude didn't have no fucking meds in his bag though, like at all, whatever. All he had was that fucking
bottle of booze. That's it.
That bottle of fucking booze, whatever. He was like, I remember when Daryl was about to throw it, he was like, no, don't do that, and he reached for that gun. I was just like, did he just pull a... is he fucking crazy? Yep. After Daryl was the one that found this son of a bitch?
He's an alcoholic. He can't help it.
But you know what?
I don't even think he's necessarily an alcoholic, because when he talks with her, he just says, I just need it when I'm alone or whatever. It was like, that doesn't sound like an alcoholic, because an alcoholic would have drunk that motherfucker right away.
That's what should have happened. He should have drank it, and they should have been stumbling out, fucking drunk off his ass while they're just trying to escape. Good. Good and funny, at least.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Stokey, I'm like, really, Stokey? Like, the first episode, you sense that he was an alky, the way he, even when he described it, he picked up that bottle and he slammed it so hard. He's like, I would not drink this tonight. But then this time, he got like three Cavassiers in his bag and the zombie like, give me some, nigga.
Do you guys hear that story he told though? Like, he was just like, I was with two other groups or whatever. I was like, this guy has bad luck. I need to get rid of him. He's the only one that keeps making it alive out of these two groups.
Yeah, because he's probably fucking laid out drunk somewhere when they're all getting fucking raided by a horde of zombies. And he's just,
the zombies couldn't smell him because he was smelling like fucking alcohol.
He's just walking away like he's one of the walkers and they just think, oh no.
Oh my god, it's just like World War Z. Instead of like giving yourself like some kind of sickness or whatever.
No, they already did that. They did that and we're alive.
They give themselves alcohol. The alcohol is what distracts them from the zombies or whatever. Oh my god, Bob Stokey's onto something here.
Are you kidding me? You guys don't know what We're Alive is?
What?
Yeah, we know what World Alive is. We're just not talking about it.
That motherfucker lives because he pours booze all over himself and you walk through a giant horde.
Too bad that shit wasn't good. That shit sucked.
I had a good time with it.
I tried to compare it to a good movie and sound and pull up this bullshit out.
I've actually never heard of it.
You tried to talk about World War Z.
I still haven't seen World War Z. I don't care about World War Z.
You haven't seen shit.
Because I don't watch shit. Simple as that.
Right.
I thought Thor 2 was good. But that's got nothing to do with it.
And you watch Man of Steel.
Oh, I had no choice.
He saw it twice, didn't
he? I saw it once. I usually had it twice.
He bought the, matter of fact, Blu-ray comes out this week. He bought it on Blu-ray, too.
It's already out here to stray on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I'm not watching that shit again. I'm sorry. Why are we talking about Man of Steel when we got Walking Dead to talk about?
Are we going to talk
about Sam and Anna, or Anna, whatever the fuck her name was? Sam and Anna, or Anna.
Where the fuck are they?
The hippies.
There's a couple of them.
How do you remember this?
The girl with the gimp leg and that one type of guy.
Carol sent them to their death. She sent them because Rick wanted them to stay behind, and Carol was just like, no, they can help. Exactly. Get them out. I'm like, her leg is fucked up, and his arm barely just goes. I was like, why would you send? And then when they didn't come back, she was just like, oh well.
Yeah, good on
her. I guess they didn't make it.
Survival.
I was like, damn.
No, what they did was they moved on, and then they found a basket with some food, and they see her leg, and they're like, oh, what the fuck?
Maybe she chopped her leg off to survive. You don't know. See, that.
Exactly.
They show Anna being
eaten. They show someone being eaten.
But she didn't have a leg.
It was Anna.
It could have been a twin.
That was a pretty fucked up part though when Carol did. It was like, come on, Carol, even you got to use your better judgment on that. It's like these two can't even get around without you guys, or whatever. It's like you just gonna send them out and split us. Like, come on now. And then when they didn't come back, she was just looking like, well, I guess we just move on. And they didn't make it back. I'm just like, damn, this is a cold hearted bitch. With her. I understand Rick definitely. It was like, what if she sends?
I like Carol like this.
You're the first one to die, all of us, dude.
He even said you can't be a farmer. You can't just be a farmer. You can't. You have to be more than fucking what you are, because you're turning into a pussy, Rick. You really are.
Okay, Carol, you need to stop fucking worrying about kids then. There you go. Just because your fucking daughter got eaten or whatever, now you're trying to be like some kind of leader to the fucking kid. All right, why don't you get your ass out here and do something else? I had never once seen her ass in the fucking field. She's been making stupid decisions. When she went to go check the water by herself, she wasn't even looking at the zombies behind her. She was just doing, like Rick told her, that was a stupid decision, whatever. You should have waited to somebody watch you. He was like, why the hell would you go out there by yourself?
Because she can. because
she's fucking stupid and careless.
She's not Daryl, okay? She's like Sammy just said, she's stupid and careless or whatever. She had no defense against her or whatever. If Rick wouldn't have came out there, they would have got her ass.
You don't know that. You don't know that. You never know what
she was too
possibility.
She was too busy trying to get that knife out of that one she stabbed when a zombie snuck up behind her. If Rick wouldn't have shot that zombie, her ass would have got bit.
Yeah, she's not the best person in a one-on-one combat kind of situation.
Yeah, she developed the mindset of this world or whatever, but she doesn't have the skills as far as like, like Rick or
exactly.
Daryl, like track.
So why is Rick sending her away to die?
Good. Yeah. She should die.
He's a cruel bastard, Rick. He's a cruel bastard.
What do you think the prisoners would do with her if she was to brought her back?
He doesn't need to tell her. He doesn't need to say anything.
She has a better chance out there living, which, you know, Rick finds that he kind of owes her that. Because he does care about her. He's been with her for a very long time. So it's like, no, she has a better chance out there than in the prison. Because in the prison, she would have been lynched.
He doesn't need to tell. He's the only one who knows.
He could have been a dick and not left her with anything. He could have just like,
are you kidding me?
You know.
Are you kidding me? Rick didn't have to tell
them. He doesn't need to tell
them. Fuck you. Rick doesn't need to tell them. Rick would tell everyone.
He needs to be a leader. He needs to keep.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to sleep with that bitch in the prison then or whatever if she's stabbing niggas in their sleep. Like, what if I just cough in my, what if I cough in my sleep and she just like, oh my god, I need to go I would've kicked her ass out too.
I just rewatched the episode and I see that, what's her name, what's that girl, Tyree's girl?
Karen?
Yeah, Karen. I see Karen, and Karen looked like she was just adjusting herself. She looked like she was still, she was okay.
Though, but that's from Rick's point of view.
No, it's not, man. What we're seeing the audience,
He's looking.
We're seeing the truth.
No, you don't know that. He's looking.
No, Rick's using his Batman vision right now.
So that's what he saw.
And we're seeing exactly what happened, Wayne. Okay? You can, and then look at the pillow. There's blood on the pillow, which is evidence that she stabbed her. If she was a zombie, she wouldn't be laying down on the pillow having a good night rest, Wayne.
She might have been.
Come on. No, she wouldn't, Wayne.
She could have died and then before she turned, stabbed.
They, even if they wouldn't have done something to her at the prison, they would have treated her like shit. How do you think Daryl would have reacted to her?
Oh.
You gotta remember what Rick's done. He's handcuffed Merle into a fucking building with walkers.
Oh my god.
Let's go through this shit.
See, you be bringing up some bullshit ass reasons.
I know,
Wayne. He's done some bad things, Rick. He's a hypocrite.
Let's talk about the episodes that I hate.
Oh my god.
He stole firearms from bloody, what the hell? Oh. The guy saved him in the first episode.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. He did not steal. He didn't steal.
Holy shit. He's a mean man. Rick Grievel.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. You do not watch this shit at all, do you?
Rick. Okay. When they, remember the episode? That same episode. They drove past that backpacker.
Left that motherfucker to be torn apart.
You have to make Rick, choices. Michonne, you had to make tough decisions.
He's a cunt.
Michonne was the one driving that car. Michonne, not Rick. Rick was not driving the car or whatever. So that was
And the one who had the most heart? Carl. So that's a worry. Carl, he was even looking around thinking we should stop this guy.
Oh my God, Wayne, where the fuck do you get these assumptions?
Someone on this show has got to be the voice for Carol.
I don't think he's watching the same show that we are.
I don't think so at all, neither, honestly. With her. Okay, cut him.
Someone's got to be the voice for Carol. I like Carol. You are all against
it. Carol showed no remorse about everything that she done.
Because shit happens.
You can't have somebody with no remorse.
If you're not tough, you're weak. And if you're weak, you die. That's what she says.
Did you see when that... When that little girl called her mom, she was like, don't call me.
Good on her. She should have slapped her at the same time.
Okay, I get Carol on doing that because, you know, Carol lost Sophia. Like, once you lose your child, I don't think you ever want to be called mom ever again.
Okay, but here's
the
point.
You don't want to be put in that position.
But here's the point of that, though. Then why is she attaching herself to these fucking kids so much then, whatever? If you don't want to be attaching yourself to these kids or whatever, then you need to just leave them alone. You need to stay away from them, whatever, because you know they're going to get some attraction to you because they don't have their parents anymore. So it's just going to be a natural habit that, hey, I slipped out. I meant to say mama, but I meant to say Carol or whatever. So she should know that. Come on now. These kids is fucking, what, 9 and younger or whatever?
You tell them.
Yep.
You tell
them. I never said that she was smart.
I think she's the smartest person in that prison. She's very smart.
Who, Carol?
She's a genius.
Oh, the next thing Carl should run
things. Yes, he should. He should run the prison. He's got balls.
No, I think Daryl has stepped up this season, whatever, as far as wanting to be the leader, if anything, whatever. I'm surprised nobody's really asking him, because when he got in Bob Stokey's face, I was just like, you goddamn right. And I don't know, when he was in the car and he was just looking at that rock or whatever, Daryl looked like he went back to his old ways, like, I don't give a fuck anymore now. You see that look Michonne gave Bob Stokey in the rearview mirror, though, whatever?
What the hell would you make of that scene at the end where Rick's looking at himself in the mirror? He's just thinking, like, is he going fucking crazy again or what?
He didn't know what to do with Carol because she just told him that story. Just like, it was like she told him, like, what the fuck do I do with her or whatever?
I'm talking about the very end after he's left her.
If she felt bad.
Yeah, after he's driven off and he's looking back thinking, you're waiting to see.
Oh, you're talking about, that bitch might follow him.
She's in the back seat. That's what should happen. She should have popped out the back seat with a knife, knocked him in the throat.
I mean, because that wasn't an easy decision to make or whatever, but he didn't make that decision for the group. He made it for himself. He's like, I can't leave you nowhere near my fucking children.
Selfish bastard.
What the fuck is that? I would have made the same decision or whatever. I don't want that. I don't want that bitch. Yeah, I would have shot that bitch because I don't want her nowhere near my fucking baby. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, nowhere near his baby that he never sees.
Judith, like, just does a little baby cough, like, next thing you know, Carol's fucking stabbing her.
How would Rick know? He never sees her. I've never seen Rick hold that child yet. He's a bastard.
Bullshit. No, he's holding on her.
Rick held Judith many times. He that's the first thing he does when he comes back from a run. He goes, finds Beth and Judith.
Yeah,
and he gives Judith's kiss.
Wait, what show are you watching? Because I was in the first episode of this season, dude.
That's the only time you've seen it. He's too busy planting tomatoes and killing pigs and shit.
Crying about it.
He's a cockhead.
It's been three fucking episodes.
He's a
goddamn. Okay, let's cut Wayne out. I don't think he's watching this shit at all.
Someone's gonna be the voice of reason.
Damn, you a fucking troll now.
I am just thinking, if I was in that place, how would I react? And I'm like, I don't agree with Rick in this season at all. I'm sorry.
I think a natural reaction would be to kick Carol out or fucking hang her ass because I don't know that. If Rick wouldn't have done it, somebody else would have.
Yeah, only if he didn't
tell her.
Kudos on Rick for cutting her at least some slack by leaving her alive, leaving her with, you know, supplies. You know, even okay. He left her in a good position. He could have really been
but
a big about it. He could have
to the group.
Killed her.
That's the thing. Would he cut Daryl loose if Daryl did the same thing?
Daryl wouldn't have done the same
just
thing.
Just say Daryl did it. Would he have cut Daryl loose?
Do you not remember when Daryl just ran off and ran after the governor and all of that and Meryl, and then, you know, they meet up and Rick's like, you want to come back? And Daryl's like, you're good. And everything was good.
Exactly.
He didn't stab somebody while he was sleeping though, so, you know.
That's true.
And then Carol killed those two hippies by sending them, knowing damn well that they couldn't get
them. Hippies deserved to die.
She did kill
them. They deserved
to die. Even Rick looked at her when she was like, no, they can help with her. Rick looked at her and was like, wow, you really just don't give a fuck now, do you?
If they survived, then they could have been helpful. But obviously they're not helped because they're dead, because they're useless. So there you go.
They were fucking, one bitch couldn't walk. She was ripping and shit. What the fuck?
She had a limp, she had a gimp leg, and the other dude had a dislocated
leg. Hey, Herschel's got no leg, and he's helpful. So there you go.
He's getting around now.
Merle didn't have a hand, and he could kill people. There you go.
Oh my god, Merle's a fucking redneck. He can kill anybody. He's Shane's ass. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
He didn't kill Shane.
Merle's a fucking badass, alright? Any white dude can call a brother a nigga and beat his ass afterwards and say, now get your back ass back up over there. He's cool by me.
What else actually happened in this episode? Like, we haven't really said if we enjoyed this episode or not.
Well, we're too busy arguing with your ass, how wrong you
are. I know, right?
Jesus fucking Christ. You're just coming out with some bullshit ass statements.
I speak the truth. I can't help it. Okay.
God, I can't wait to see the disagree.
Just a poll. Do you disagree with Wade? Yes. No,
oh
no.
My
just
God. Me. I'm going to do that shit too now, just to fuck with you now, because I can't wait to see all the fucking do I disagree with. Yes.
I really hope it backfires on you and everyone says, Wayne talks sense. And be like, yes, thank you.
You do realize this is on my side, right? Whatever, and people tend to agree with me.
Yeah, well, I can't help it if your people are insane.
Exactly.
How come this episode, like, this sound like, if P1 and Wayne was in the car, P1 is definitely Rick and he gonna leave his ass at the street.
I would definitely leave Wayne's ass
exactly,
now.
Exactly, cause Rick's evil, alright? He doesn't care about
that. And then I would come back to the prison and tell Sammy and CJ, I was like, look, that motherfucker killed three people.
Everyone thinks I would turn into Shane, but Rick would be P1. Tyrese is definitely CJ, I'm sorry.
Crying over some pussy that he didn't even tap. You really think he was like that? No.
I'm glad he got his shit together towards the end of the show though, whatever, cause like the beginning half of the show, I was just like, man, this dude's kinda just, he's just all out. I would not trust this son of a bitch. He's just lost over there, but towards the end of the show, he started speaking more sense with her. I was like, oh thank God.
Tyrese is valuable. He's a valuable person to the group. So you could cut him loose, and the thing is, if he loses his shit, he ain't gonna be any good to him.
I mean, he got so calm towards the end of the show, but you imagine if he'd have got back to the prison and found out that Carol's the one did it, I would have told that white bitch to run. I'd have been like, you better fucking run. You better fucking run. And honestly, I think Rick did the right thing. He saved her, to be honest.
But that's how he found out. That's the thing.
But check this out, Wayne. What if someone would have did the same to Carol? You know what I'm saying? They would have probably took her out too. They'd be like, we can't trust this bitch right now. Whatever. No,
as long as it was for,
it would have killed her. Yeah, if anything, people would have plot to kill her, and then it would have been, really divided in, between people that wanted to kill her and people who didn't want to kill her. Then it would have been total anarchy.
Okay, here's another example. Rick brought Merle back into the group. Merle beat the shit out of Glenn, caused so much trouble for them, and yet he still brought him back into the group.
But Merle didn't kill, like, he didn't, once he got in there, Merle killed a ton of people, but he didn't pose a real threat like Carol does.
I don't see her as a threat.
Like CJ said, people are gonna be divided.
And plus, Rick did that because of Daryl as well. He didn't really necessarily let Merle come back in, really, on like, good terms, whatever. He pretty much got in his face and said, you better not start no shit, whatever, and stuff like that. And he did it out of respect for Daryl, because Daryl is a fucking loyal-ass soldier.
Yeah, but that's the only thing. Like, I see Carol, she's still valuable to the group. No matter what, if she's nuts or not, like, when he's watching her put the guy's shoulder back in, and he's kind of thinking, well, she is kind of helpful, but then he does look at her and she thinks, okay, she's heartless now, and that is not good.
I don't think Merle's ever took anybody in his sleep to wake your ass up and be like, come on now, little brother, let's go outside and get I don't think he would take you out in his sleep. That nigga has some balls on him. He would tell you, let's go outside and I'll beat your ass right now. Now, Carol, she's doing it while niggas are sleeping and shit. They got a little fucking cold going. Matter of fact, this was before the outbreak even happened, whatever. Only one person died from it, and they weren't even sure if this was the reason why. And these two started coughing, and she was just keeping the monitor duty on them and stabbed them in the back of their fucking head. I was like, Jesus Christ. She didn't even let, they could have, she could have put them on lock, in lockdown or locked them up in a cell or whatever shit, but instead she decided to go in there and handle it herself. I was like, oh.
I still think there's more to that that we don't know yet. They might have turned. Jesus. They could have turned by that stage. You don't know. No one's really
Look, Wayne. Okay, this is one, this is fucking television. So television will actually show you what you need to see in the truth of it, alright?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
you,
think we've seen it
you they showed us exactly what went down, how it went down. Wayne.
Okay, Wayne, can't you just admit that CJ was right?
Who?
CJ was right. CJ was right. He called it. He was right. There you go.
He did say
nothing more to it. There's nothing more to it. You're trying to get deep into this shit.
I would still keep Carol.
Right.
I would keep Carol.
T1 actually had evidence and explained the evidence. So
I just,
God forbid,
I have no problem.
You have a court.
I have no problem with Rick.
And we have to
even what Rick,
to give, you know.
Yeah, but even like what Rick's doing, I have no problem with that. I just think he's being hypocritical for all the other shit he's done in previous seasons, and even with Carl giving him his gun back and shit. Like.
First of all, Carol is got some fucking nerve trying to question Rick because she was the main one that was against Rick talking shit about him. Like, I don't think he should be leaving and shit like that. Then all of a sudden, you shouldn't just be a farmer. Oh, now I'm on your fucking side or whatever and shit. Ain't that a bitch or whatever? She was the biggest complainer of Rick or whatever, and yet now she's like, well, we kind of need you now. It's like, the fuck?
She even said there, there are times I questioned your decisions as leader. And I'm like, yeah, so you should. The guy was a lunatic. Last season.
You know what? Then you know what? She should have got her ass up and leave then. Rick didn't ask her to fucking stay or whatever. He was there for his wife and his fucking son or whatever. He wasn't there for nobody fucking else.
His wife killed. He's not a good leader.
Oh my god, god damn it. Somebody cut him off now. Jesus fucking Christ.
Shane was right. Shane said to him, you can't protect him.
Have we left out any other big things in this episode? I know we left out
well, there really wasn't much in the
Tyrese wanted to commit suicide.
As you said, there wasn't much in the prison, really, was there? This week.
No. What you're talking about the leaves in the auto body shop?
I mean, like even with the characters and stuff, we didn't really. It was all really based around Carol, Rick, you know, Daryl, you know, the group that he's got.
Tyrese
and stuff. Whereas the prison really didn't, there wasn't any focus at all, because there was no Glenn, no Maggie, no Beth, no Judith, no Herschel. None of them were really, they weren't even in this episode.
I got a prediction. Bob Sobey's going to be the last one left later.
he's going to get kicked out, and he's going to hook up with Carol, and they're going to go off their own drinking.
They're probably going to find the governor.
Yeah, you can kind of see that's...
Oh, Carol's going to come back with the governor.
That's what I reckon is going to happen. I reckon the governor's going to get hold of Carol.
But you know what? When Rick kicked her out, though, she didn't really complain or argue about it, though. She kind of accepted it, to be honest.
But do you think...
She didn't really...
Because the way I think governor...
She gave him the watch.
What's the thing? Yeah, I mean, what's that watch about?
Oh,
her husband gave it to her.
Trying to work out what the fuck that came from.
Her husband gave it to her.
Knew.
Yeah.
Her husband gave it to her, and she was just like, I don't want that old life I had or whatever no more, whatever. That was her as a character developing a new transformation, whatever. And she accepted that transformation, too, and I respect that out of her, whatever. And she respected Rick's decision of kicking her out as well, because she didn't really put up an argument about that. I mean, what would those kids be like if they found out that Carol did that? Like, wow, that's crazy.
They would find it funny.
You really think that little girl will find that funny? Come on now, she's a fucking pussy.
Oh,
come on.
She's beating rats to that bloody, because the walkers. Well, at least I think she is.
Yeah, of course she is.
We don't know that yet, but we'll find that out. But.
Oh, she's totally fucking his.
But.
You know what? It probably isn't her, because you think they would have revealed that by now, so it must be a bigger mystery.
Are they gonna...
What is it, like Bob Stokey now? What?
He's trying to get them drunk, get their alcohol off them.
He's trying to get a different smell on them, so with the alcohol or whatever. But I don't know. I think if it would have been her, they probably would have revealed it by now. So it must be something leading up to something bigger than just her.
Yeah, it's probably true. Yeah. That is probably true. But listen, what do you think is going to happen with Carol now? Carol, Rick, and all of them. I mean, where do you see it going from the next episode?
I don't, you know what, Carol's a survivor. I think that's what Rick saw in her too, whatever. It's like, you know, hey, I know you'll survive, whatever, because you have this mindset of how to live in this world, whatever, but just not around a group of people as much, like, you know, just, but so I think she will survive. Now, God knows what she'll do, whatever. I mean, I think it'd be interesting if she showed up back to the prison and just told everybody, whatever, and Tyrese hung her ass or something.
But do you see, I mean, obviously, they're not going to get rid of her character. So something's going to happen.
She might come back like at the second season, part of this season or whatever.
Well, that's why I've got the feeling that somehow the governor will get
hold of her. Or we might follow her.
Well, that's why I think the
Or we might follow her, right? Like they did with Andrea? Like we might follow her for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I reckon somehow she'll come across the governor and he's gonna use her to get back at them. Somehow.
I don't know, she might kill the governor in her state of mind right now. She might be like, yeah, I'll work with you soon as he turns around, he'll stab them. Cause the governor never saw Carol.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So he doesn't know.
Did she know what the governor looks like?
I was just about to say
because
that.
Because she know what they could hook up. And that would be completely weird and different, but it'd be.
And then Daryl finds him.
There you go. See?
Then the governor would be like, man, I keep fucking all these girls from the same
Hey, can we talk about how Daryl has caught jungle fever though?
Him and Michonne.
Something serious. Like,
no, it's a triangle. You know, it's a love triangle.
Well, you know, in the comic books, Michonne's kind of a flirter. She always flirted with every fucking dude in the group.
She gave Tyrese head in the comic book, didn't she?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She spent most of the time flirting with Rick.
Yeah. That's what I always thought. I thought she was gonna like focus on Rick like she did in the comics, but where she was with Daryl.
Yeah, but everyone wants Daryl.
Like in the comic. I mean, I know the comedy of the apocalypse and stuff. I wouldn't let her suck my dick though, cause she's really crazy. And you don't want that kind of crazy, you don't want your dick in a crazy mouth like that.
You wouldn't.
No,
She might still be holding that sword while she's doing it and you'd be just looking at that sword like, okay, I'll be your bitch today. just don't cut it off.
So if you had to pick between her and Bob Stokey, which one would it be?
Suck my dick. Bob Stokey, of course, because he's an alcoholic.
Exactly, he just have a bottle of alcohol. Okay, come on, do you want to have some fun?
Well, you know why, too, is because he's used to putting his lips around something or whatever, so I know he's good at it.
He's good at sucking liquid out of a bottle, is he?
Well, you know what, this show also had a lot of good dialogue between characters, though. Michonne and Tyrese had a great dialogue scene with that whole why didn't you let go, whatever. And they kept saying that word in this whole episode, let go, too.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go. Bob Stokey, let the bottle go. Let it go. Did you see how he was holding on that bottle, that bag he had? He would not let that stick.
Yeah, fucking how many walkers had hold of that bag and he ain't letting that go. I mean, it's one bottle, mate. You could go anywhere and get another bottle.
It was funny because I was just like, I don't think it's meds in that bag or whatever. I was like, the way he's holding that shit, I was like, it could just easily let it go.
You can tell by that scene where he went behind that desk.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Michonne. Looked back at him thinking, and he just kind of got up, walked off, and you think, what the fuck? He's picked something up. And you knew it wasn't medication.
I was still trying to, my only problem with it was Tyrese in the beginning. I was just like, why'd you bring your ass if you was going to be fucking pouting all fucking day and shit like that? I was like,
like getting everybody endangered by being so fucking careless. Oh, I'm just gonna open this fucking door right here. Load them all up.
My hands into everything. I'm just gonna rip everything open. You know, no gloves. Oh,
what if you remember Carol said Maggie wanted to come, and then Rick looked at her and was like, I needed Maggie there to stay there and watch the prison, whatever. And what if he would have left Carol there instead? Oh my god, that bitch would have went on a fucking killing spree in that prison.
I was gonna say, do you think he planned that all along? That he brought her along to, like, send her on her way? And he was kind of trying to make his decision, and that whole thing with those two fucking hippies was the final
decision.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I think that really summed it up right there, the final decision, but like at the same time, I think he was still trying to ponder like why and how, what would cause her to do this, or, and when she gave her answer, she just had this cold stare in her look like all her humanity was gone or, and he was just looking at her like, I'm shocked that you are the one that's doing it. I expected fucking Daryl or somebody to be doing this or whatever. I mean, Ricky even told her, he was like, Tyrese nearly fucking knocked my ass out by, and I didn't even do anything, whatever. He's like, what do you think he'll do to you when he finds out?
But that scene between the two of them was great. As I said, when he brought up saying, oh, I've never killed anyone, she said, oh, you've never killed anyone from our group. And he kind of was like, well, yeah, that was different. She was like, oh, yeah, was it kind of thing. And then, yeah, she kept.
Yeah, she brought up the whole thing. She was like, well, they were going to turn him. But he was like, you didn't know that, though, or whatever. And she was just like, I don't see any difference. I was like, damn, this bitch is cold.
But she doesn't.
No, they had. They had a great dialogue scene though, between Carol and Rick, whenever they were on screen. I was like, I'm surprised we haven't seen more of this on screen between these two, because wow, these two play off each other fucking amazing. I was like, who would have thought Carol from season two, the little bitch that lost her daughter or whatever, would have stepped her game up in acting?
Well, this is true. Like, she never really, besides the whole, oh, my daughter's gone scene bullshit, she never really had a chance to act and really show her character. And this season already, no. I mean, her character's just grown so fucking much, and it's great to see. That's why I can't see her just vanishing and not coming back.
That well, you know, they are doing like a spin-off shows and shit.
Yeah, which I don't like the idea of that.
I don't know, I wouldn't mind to see a spin-off show. I mean, maybe that's why they're separating some of these characters and keeping them alive. Maybe they want to do something with them in future solo episodes or whatever. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Sometimes
I mean, because The Walking
much.
Dead.
You can have too much of a Walking Dead.
Walking Dead world is too big, man. Come on. All these people in here, I was like, you know, I'd love to follow, my personal favorite, I'd rather follow Morgan, the black dude from the first episode.
I would still love to see, and I don't know how they would do it, is them to bring in Lee. Somehow.
Ooh.
Somehow it just, I mean, it'd be hard because, I mean, yeah, you'd have to change it from the game and shit like that, but just an episode where somehow maybe Carol can come across the group that you never saw in the game. Because, you know, in the game there's always those gaps between spring and winter and shit. Maybe she somehow came across them at a certain time. It'd be cool just to see someone, you know, at least they would definitely bring in, what's her name? Clementine. That I can see happening for sure.
You know, I would rather see Clementine more than Lee, because it probably could fit in the story, especially with season two of the game coming out.
Yep.
Clementine can run into the group.
What should we... Hey, did you actually throw up any polls this week?
Yeah, you told people to vote for his ass on a podcast award.
That's the only poll I care about right now, goddammit. Thank you, CJ. Shit. And by the way, I listen to Dude Bear, and I appreciate all your praise, my brother. My darkness, brother. My darkness, brother.
Well, you know what? Emmett, we should kind of throw that at you. People, you can vote for P1 himself. Movie spoilers at podcastawards.com. And not only can you vote once a day. That's the thing. Everyone's saying once a day. You can vote under multiple email addresses, which is what I've been doing. So every... So I have 5 email addresses, including the Dragon the Wolf one, and I use all of them to vote every day. So there you go, P1.
I got 4 email addresses too, so hey, whatever, I'll do that then.
That's a strategy. So every day I use all 5 of my accounts, all vote, and 24 hours later, same thing again. The people get out there and vote for the man, alright? We need him to win so he can build Phenomenal Land, alright? And we could write off his face.
You know, That site has been fucking me on my vote, so whatever. I don't know about anybody else, or whatever, but I voted last night or whatever, and I just got the verification email this fucking morning and shit, and I was like,
"What is happening?"
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking annoying, actually, whatever. I was like, so did my vote fucking count yesterday, or what?
I'm sure it does. I did think it just kind of, it doesn't do it for all the votes. It just does, like, occasionally, I won't get any of the whole, verify your vote.
Same here.
But then sometimes it does, so I don't know what the fuck's going on with it. Just keep voting. No, that's what you need to know.
Just keep voting, people. Just keep voting, people, because I got to beat that machine called Spill.
You will.
Yeah.
It's
what is that, man?
You know,
I got a little ghetto right there. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
You remember, she was on the Darkness episode last week, so of course, she's been hanging around 2 black brothers her whole life now. Named CJ and the Phenomenal One. So
you need to take Rick out. Ricky, you need to take Corey out like Rick did with Carol, and just put him in a car.
I was
going to send him off on his way and say, "Look,
I was going to do him like Shane." But okay,
see,
just go to sleep.
Everyone wants to be Shane. No,
he's going to be Shane. I'm being Rick. What the fuck?
So he wants to kill you.
Take him out back. Yeah, exactly. He wants to kill me. That way he doesn't have any young little ones running around him. And then I just take him out and be like, just go to sleep, nigga. Take your ass to sleep. Shit. Yeah, start crying so I can lick them tears, nigga. Like I said, I'm going to make that promise, nigga. Sammy, get that camera ready. Take a photo of this.
anything else we have to cover in this before we get to any of the questions and shit? Because, I mean, we've covered a fair bit of the actual show itself.
That's pretty much all that really happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one more thing, too. The music at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the music throughout the whole season is great so far.
It's so good.
Yeah, that song was by Sharon. What's that bitch name? Sharon Van Etten or whatever, Eaton or whatever. The song was called Serpents, whatever. When I kicked in, I love when they do that at the end of the show, whatever. They just have like no dialogue, and you see like either them just staring or driving or something, and they just play that music. I was like, the music always just fits with the show.
It sets the mood. Sets the mood right.
It does. It sets that conflict in their minds.
Sorry, what? Did someone drop out there?
Did we lose somebody?
I don't know, I just said conflict and that's it. So.
Yeah, just a conflict.
So we got. So. Yeah, it's a conflict.
It is. So let's. Yeah, other
great ass music.
Read the question.
Yes, do we have any. Well, I do have a question here, but I don't know if CJ, if you. I haven't even checked the Twitter account, so I don't know if I've got that as well, but.
We got one question on Facebook, I know that.
No, I'm going to check my Twitter. I don't know about you, P1, if you threw out questions or not.
You know damn well I got questions.
Oh,
come on
well,
now.
You line them up then.
Oh man, all I gotta do is fucking put a fucking show up and questions will still come on my goddamn site. So
I'm just gonna bet your award.
Okay, well then I won't read this one then.
I read it, won't read it, even if it's about your favorite fortune.
P1, if you win, what will you do?
What kind of question is that?
I'm gonna personally fly to Texas. I'm gonna call Leon and Corey and I'm gonna be like, hey, let's go have dinner, man. Alright, cool. And then I'm gonna pull the trophy right out of my pocket and just sit up on a table, put a bit napkin around it and be like, alright, now what do you want, trophy? What would you like to get, huh? What was that? Scotch and soda? Okay, give my friend here a scotch and soda and give these two niggas, these losing ass niggas whatever they want.
I would pay to see you do that too.
I'm trying to use that as a way to win right now. There, I'm like, people probably would pay to see that because they know I'd fucking do it too.
You have to. You fucking have to.
If you people really want to see like the tears off, I would really fucking do that. If you, I would literally get off. If they say, "Hey, okay, accepting the award, the phenomenal one, or whatever," they'd be like, "Where'd he go?" Whatever. You'll see me sitting right next to Corey, just looking at him like, "Yeah, cry." Oh, there you go. Tastes like chicken.
Not at all.
Oh, I would tell him, I would go racist all racial on his ass and be like, yeah, nigga. I'd get my Denzel laugh on and everything, whatever. CJ told me to lick the other side too, nigga. Turn around.
If Denzel was with you, the three of you would be like, if you could see yourself in the future. You becoming Corey, and then Corey becoming Denzel. It's like a time.
Huh.
Well, everyone says Corey is fucking like the younger version of Denzel, and everyone says you're the younger version of Corey. There you go. Timeline.
It was funny when Corey told me that, and Leon was coming back to the table with his food. He was like, what the hell are you niggas shaking for? I told him, I said, we just had an understanding with each other. But no, it would be tremendous if I won that because I'm the only independent site in that category and the only one that's been doing it for less than 10 years out of all of them. So.
Yeah, which I find amazing too. Like okay, I know Spill, I know you guys, and there's one other I've heard of. The others, I'm like, no idea what the fuck they are.
Yeah, I've done my research on them. I always do on my competition. They've been around for a while. Each one of them, whatever. I mean, every year they get fucking nominated pretty much. How did this get made and all that shit, whatever. And, yeah, I'm the youngest one. I'm the underdog on that side, that, polling right now. So another reason why you guys should vote for me.
Exactly. Everyone likes the underdog to win.
Exactly. Cause nobody would be expecting it. That's
you're
why.
The Rocky of the group.
I was about to say that, but I want to be Rocky. Come on now.
You know, Rocky does lose the first time.
I know, I do know that, and it was pretty fucking sad, actually.
Fucking sad. What's the next question?
Yeah, do we?
Next question.
What's the next question?
Next question comes from Miss Ariana here. She says, if you guys could take a classic 80s monster character and turn it into a TV show, what would you pick? I personally would have preferred if Ghostbusters produced a TV show instead of a sequel. I kind of wish that too.
Didn't they do a TV show?
They did a cartoon. I don't know if they did. They didn't do a live action.
Hey, it's real people voices. That's really you gonna get.
You know what? They did do a live action one. It's on now. It's called Ghost Hunters. You can watch on Sci-Fi.
I would like it.
Oh, are you talking about with those Jersey Boy things? Yeah, those muscle bound motherfuckers.
I don't know. I don't watch that shit. I just see the commercials every now and then. They're always at nighttime. They're always got some crammer, and they're just going, "Did you hear that? The fuck was that? Oh my gosh, shit's getting real right
here."
They gave
him shit on South Park, didn't they? Sure, it was an episode of South Park. They'll give it a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to see the Lagoon Man become a lawyer by day and a Lagoon Man by night.
They just said so. Never even heard of it. It sounds stupid.
It's got to be an 80s monster character.
80s?
My pet monster. 80s. There you go.
Okay, The Fly?
Is a TV show. That'd be hard to do as a TV show, though. You could do it.
It would be very hard to be as a TV show. They did that stupid-ass fucking sequel.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my fucking God. Don't. I wanted to kill myself.
I'll base it around The Thing.
I was about to say that, you son of a bitch. You son of a fucking bitch. I was going to save mine for later. You son of a fucking bitch.
You could do Troll Hunter.
Oh, my God. I don't want Troll. I wanted The Thing.
You just want to kill
edit that
you,
out,
you
man.
You want to kill me this week, then.
Edit that out, man.
Yeah, that's
edit that out. You know
P-Lo,
what? Hey,
what would
I
you like to say,
Pillow? John Carpenter's The Thing.
Shit.
That's what...
That'd be great.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Glad I thought of that. You son of a bitch. I didn't think you would think of that.
Hey, great minds think alike. It's a worry.
I know. So people have been telling me that too, whatever. I've been like kind of worried or whatever. They said
we've disagreed the whole show, so you've got to agree on one thing.
Well, they said my hatred for X-Men is Wayne's hatred for Spider-Man. And I was like, you two get along. That's why you get along. It's like, you hate X-Men even though everybody loves it, and he hates Spider-Man even though everybody loves it. And I was looking at him like, you're a fucking idiot for coming at comparison, but either way.
No, you guys, it's the Man of Steel hate that has bonded us all together.
Everybody hates that. Except for my stupid ass code. But anyway. You're the only fucking idiot that defended that shit. Anyway. did you guys give answers? Cause I know me and Wayne got a fly. What about you, CJ? You stick with that answer? You stick with the lagoon?
I want to see him try to go to work and stuff like that, live a normal life. You know, the type of,
smell like a swamp, dragging all that shit behind.
It pretty much would be like Swamp Thing, but except like he wouldn't be Swamp Thing. He's a Lagoon Man, and he gets bullied by Swamp Thing. You know, Swamp Thing takes all his other females out there.
Yep, I'm entertained already. I can't wait for that show.
Yeah, I can't wait neither. I wouldn't mind seeing Freddy as a TV show.
Did they do that?
Nightmare.
Oh, that was like...
yeah. They did like a pilot. I don't think it went on any longer than
that. Wasn't there a show? Wasn't there a show he hosted like Nightmare bullshit as well?
Yeah, there was some shit like that. I can't remember. I think that did. That one went on for a while, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure you could find it. I don't know.
It looked like shit anyway, so...
Yeah, it did look like shit, I ain't gonna lie. Matter of fact, you know what, I take that answer back. I don't want nobody touching that shit. Dream Warriors is still the shit, so don't touch it. Next comment is, Lincoln. Well, let me tell you a story now, everybody. Fucking Abraham Lincoln himself, huh? Hate that fucking movie. Do you guys think Herschel will die, and if so, how? Carl's gonna shoot his ass.
Carl or Karen, one of them are gonna get older.
Yeah, Carol's gonna come out of nowhere.
No, I say Governor gets hold of him.
What if Carol would have been like, can I just grab a few things back at the prison before you kick me out? And then she goes back, she's like, I want that leg, Herschel. What the hell you mean?
Not the fake one, the other one.
And all the kids.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Since you're being so stingy about it, I want both now.
Actually, you know what? You mentioned Freddy. I reckon Carol is gonna turn into Freddy. She's always got this thing about kids, you know, like, but Freddy's always, you know, you are my children now. She's gonna come back to the fucking jail with a sweater and a fucking hat and claws on her fucking head.
That little girl is fucking weird. When she just kept talking about when she dies, like the opening of, by the way, we didn't talk about the opening, but the opening was just fucking amazing how Rick was putting this together and talking to the kid. That kid, when she was just talking, I was looking at her like, what the fuck is wrong with that girl?
Yeah, she's not with it.
I don't think she's with it at all, honestly, because she kept talking about, when I die, I'll just come back, but I'll just be something different or whatever. It'll be me, but just an evolved version. I was just looking at her like,
See, to Carol killing some people would be alright. She should knife with me.
You know what I said? I said Carol killing her wouldn't be a bad thing actually right now, cause if she really believes that shit that she just said, then okay then. Carl should be the one teaching those kids.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yep.
No, Carl will be having target practice with those kids.
What's wrong with
that? They need target practice because they can't even fucking stab their own father. I'd have stabbed his ass right in his fucking ear.
I'm just saying Carl was just going to end up shooting those kids. You know, he's like, all right, you got to stand over here. If you survive from the bullet, that means you live. But then I got to kill you, you're a zombie.
That means you're a tough son of a bitch then.
Carl did survive a gunshot, so why can't the other kids?
That's true. See? Another thing Rick fucked up. Taking his son to look at a deer. Stupid kid.
What the fuck?
He made a stupid kid look at a deer and walk up to it. He's like, yeah, go and have a look. Bang, it's shot.
If I recall in that scene, Shane was also with them.
Yeah, well, Shane is not his father. He can't do anything. Stop talking about shit about Shane. Shane's alright.
Okay, so how will Herschel die there?
Shane.
I don't know if you guys saw the preview or whatever. He still looked fine in the next preview or the next episode. So apparently he didn't get that cold from them or whatever.
Looked like Maggie.
Yeah. You see that doctor in the preview though? Like that motherfucker was like, you want to see my eyes? I was like, is he going to rape you, Herschel? Can you imagine Herschel trying to run out of that, like that limp leg? It's like, oh Lord, Rick, let me out. That'd be funny.
Do you guys actually think Herschel's gonna die? I mean, I do, but I don't know if it'll be this season or not, but.
No, it's probably not gonna be this season, it might be like the season finale. But he's gonna survive them leaving the prison though.
Maggie gonna stay, she's gonna be the last one to stay alive of that family, and they're gonna have the younger daughter die, and then Herschel, and then Maggie will stay alive. Yeah. Yeah, because what you're gonna do is. You want to kill the young sister so Herschel can see it and get all sad. Then you kill Herschel, and then so Maggie can really be heartless.
And then Herschel's leg goes on surviving, right?
I don't know. If Beth gets like killed, or whatever, and she still have like a few seconds left to live, she'll probably just tell Maggie and Herschel, "Don't cry for me. Your job, and just don't cry.
Take this baby."
Yeah, just take this fucking baby, don't cry, go do your fucking job and bury me somewhere or whatever, okay? That's your job now. Dig a hole.
Herschel dig. Fall over. Set my
balance. Can you imagine when Herschel does die though? I think that's gonna affect Rick more than anything.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, that's gonna kill him.
Yeah, cause him and Rick
Herschel
has, like,
has been his rock, right? They've been each other's rock for a while.
I mean, Rick basically gets all of his information pretty much and his suggestions from Herschel.
Yeah.
Like, not only that, they both can understand the pain. They both have lost their wives and need to live on for their children.
Mm. Good point. Herschel is Rick's voice of reason.
Because he's old. He's like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He's better than Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi can do shit.
Good point.
I fucking hate Star Wars. I can't stand that goddamn shit. It's the fucking most boring shit I've ever fucking seen or whatever. I just recently...
I don't understand how it's a phenomenon. Watch it again. It's like the Twilight of sci-fi movies, but...
It really fucking is. I don't know why people be fucking losing their shit over Boba fucking Fett. He got one fucking line. There's one fucking line that whole goddamn shit.
Oh, he's got three lines. That's about it, yeah.
Three lines or whatever, and they talk about all his costume is cool. His costume look like shit. Look like a bunch of rust put together and put through some water on that motherfucker.
Because he's cool. He's like the man with no name. He's just cool.
He just sits in the fucking background like Idris Elba's ass always do. Anyway. At least Idris Elba would be fucking singing or something. What the fuck can't even fucking do that or whatever. Anyway, they got this rant. next comment here comes from Cole Echoes. Better close his hole. Sit up in there like Wayne.
Nothing wrong with keep your holes open, alright?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you're gonna be filling a lot of holes, when you jump out that closet, but anyway.
Fill the hole that way.
Yeah, I just hope you look at me first, Wayne. That's all.
You bet.
You ever fucked a podcast award winner?
We're not making that poll. If you win, I'm gonna fly over and fuck you. No, we're doing that shit.
You know I'm gonna be saying that when I'm in Vegas in January.
Please do. Please do.
Matter of fact, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, so I'm definitely going to be staying tomorrow.
If you do manage to actually pull this miracle off and win, you are thanking Max JJ. You are.
Why the fuck would
because
I do that?
Because he is the reason you have made it this far. That show he was on with you, that's success. That's fame. I don't know.
Fuck?
What the fuck?
Next
no. No, he ain't giving that motherfucker no goddamn credit when he steps on that stage.
No, you know what, nope. Wayne? I will say something to him. I will put it in his fucking face about me putting a picture of me and my dick in my hand, whatever, with the trophy talking about. Hey, son of a bitch, look at this. Look at this. It's something you can never do.
He would
do.
Think it's artistic, alright? You're like, oh, look at the lighting.
Little hipster bastard. Anyway, this dude said, seeing how this is the best TV show, best show on TV, were you guys shocked that it got renewed for season 5? No.
No.
Would you be shocked for it? No, of course not.
Yeah.
Says, also, do you guys think, the show, should continue or should come to an end soon?
Season 6, stop it.
I would even go at 5.
It depends on
really?
The story, though.
Well, it depends on how well they do at 5.
I mean, because it seems like they could pretty much wrap. I mean, we're only 4 episodes in, and it looked like they could pretty much wrap up half of this storyline before the mid-season break or whatever, and then wrap that up, whatever. Then season 5, they can just put out another 14 episodes or whatever, and just end it.
Well, it's like you said with them doing spin-offs and stuff. That's maybe how they're going to wrap up this story with this group and continuing it with different groups of people and shit. So who knows? Depends on what they can come up with.
If they do a spin-off, I would love to see the game. I mean, I don't know what spinoff they're gonna do, whatever, of character. I heard they were gonna do totally different characters we haven't seen or whatever, but I would love to see the game come to, brought to TV.
Yeah. Because you already kind of know those characters and you're already connected to them, related to them, so that would work.
Mm-hmm.
That would work.
Plus they already have
I would like to see if Walking, like, we know the zombie of Walking, well, is it the apocalypse happened, but did it happen everywhere? Like, what about in England, Australia, Canada, all this shit? Is it the same shit going on or what? Which would be, you know, be interesting to see.
That'd be funny if it didn't.
It really, really depends on where they pick and how much it costs to build
the thing. I don't even know in the comic. Is it actually across the world this has happened?
No. Not that I know of, but didn't we find that out in the first season that the Who building lost contact with everybody?
Yeah, that's in America, so therefore you don't know.
Yeah, but people were flying over to France and things like that.
Yeah, they did. They just said worldwide because remember he pulled up that map on the screen and said we lost contact with here, our base is here, and whatever.
Well,
so
what if you do another, I'd like to see Walking Dead set somewhere else. Do it.
Africa.
Yeah. There you go.
Walking Dead Africa. No
Walking
different.
Walking Dead Africa, whatever. Yeah, I want to see a zombie tiger.
Zombie tiger.
I want to see a zombie, what's it called, Kenyan running after people.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? The Africans got to be the fast zombies, too. No. Not the slow ones. I want to see that. I want to see that. I want to see that, definitely. Yeah. Oh, my God. Them tigers are fucked. Oh, I definitely want to see that shit now, whatever. You know what? Speaking of animals or whatever, there was a bear in California, whatever, that they tried to put down, but his ass would not go down. I thought of CJ so much. I was like...
I saw that, too. I was like, that looked like me trying to come get that.
They stuck, like, 5 trank darts in his ass, and he was still moving. I was just like, that bear would not fucking go down. It took them all day to put that bear down. I was like, that's just like CJ when he gets drunk.
Yeah, really.
Last comment here I'm going to read off. Roland Winchell, like Winchell Donuts on a hot summer morning. I think Rick should have took care of with him back to the prison, or was he right in what he did? I think he was right in what he did, honestly.
He was very right in what he did. He saved her life.
I like how Wayne says he likes this guy, but he didn't give an answer. He just get asked us a question.
he knows Rick did it wrong. That's why he's questioning it. So he's saying, is Rick a dick?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
You just turned everything and flipped that motherfucker inside out.
Yeah, it's thinking. I'm thinking.
I think he did the right thing. I mean, I'm telling you, man, they would have fucking killed that. They would have crucified her.
Only if he told. Rick could have shut his mouth.
Rick would have fucking told. Rick can't keep his goddamn mouth shut to anybody.
He would have told Herschel. He would have told Herschel, definitely.
Oh, of course, Herschel would tell everyone in the prison.
How could you not tell somebody?
Would have told Daryl, too.
Well, Rick's kept secrets.
You don't know what Rick's kept secrets. Right?
He doesn't have to tell.
I think he would have kept it from Daryl just because he knows that him and Daryl was a little close. Her and Daryl was a little close. I don't know. Maybe he probably would have kept it from him, whatever, but. But I don't know. How can you keep that a secret knowing that this bitch is walking around while you're sleeping?
He's kept secrets before. He can keep more.
What secret?
That Carl stole Daryl's gun and went to kill that walker and he didn't. That's why Buddy got killed.
But it came out of nowhere.
No excuse. He's a liar. Simple as that.
Didn't he give that gun back, if I recall?
Yeah, he snuck it back.
Exactly. Every time he kept a secret, did he not tell it the next episode, though?
He didn't tell that Carl went to kill that walker, and the reason why that walker got free was that he went to kill him and he didn't do it. So, see? Liar.
Wait, which one are you?
Huh?
Did Dale die?
Yeah, when Dale died, yeah.
He did tell that.
When? He didn't tell the group that it was because Carl went after he was mucking around with the gun.
He did tell him. I remember that.
Wait.
Why would he tell the group? I mean, okay, it happened. Why would he tell the group though?
Because
I remember him telling Shane. He told Shane, and then he told Rick.
Then
I remember
then
that.
Stab Shane.
Oh my god!
We're going back into the vortex. Yeah, we're not going to that.
Okay, goddammit.
You know he told Lori. You know who he told Lori, and Lori fucking blabbed.
She's dead now. Doesn't matter.
All right. All right, people, next week Wayne won't be here because he's going to be sick. He's going to be sick next week, so don't worry.
I am sick. Well.
Oh, get sick and lose your fucking voice again or whatever. You come up with some bullshit. Sick in a fucking head. Yeah, exactly. Sick
you
in a
listen,
fucking head or whatever.
The comments will agree with Wayne. Rick is an asshole.
I think they got a band of Dragon the Wolf from this side again.
Yeah. That's all in this world, man.
Next question.
Everybody's an asshole in this world.
Yes, they are. Is that a question or is it just a statement?
No, that's me telling that you. You saying, oh, Rick's an asshole. Everybody's an asshole in their own right.
Yeah, but he's an asshole hypocrite. I don't like that. I don't like Rick.
God,
he annoys me. Just stop.
You the biggest hypocrite I know too. You say you don't like Max JJ, but you did a year with him on that fucking
didn't
show.
I did
so.
With him. He was working with me. I admit I'm a hypocrite. Rick knows a lot. I don't like Rick.
Why do you think Rick don't want to be a leader?
Because he's a farmer and he's a liar.
Oh my god, that don't even make any sense. Okay, you know what?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm tired. I'm very tired.
Yeah, exactly. I'll let you go to sleep now. Whatever.
I'm gonna get to work. I'm gonna go to work like this. Fucking everyone up. I'm gonna do a Bob Stokey. Right, well. Just grab the nearest liquor bottle. I can claps that shit on me.
Oh my god! You guys got anything else you want to say before we end this?
Don't we got a question?
I got more, but they just pretty much, we already answered them. It's pretty much like, oh, what'd you think of Bob Stokey and the alcohol bar? We pretty much went over every question we got.
Yeah,
here, so.
Yeah.
Usually we cover
Wayne,
I don't want to keep reiterating ourselves because then we're going to keep getting back with Wayne and fucking Shane or something like that. So.
same thing, even Mark King. I think the question he asked was the same thing about Bob Stokey, and I think we covered all that shit.
Yeah.
Good old Bob.
Any more what the fuck Bob Stokey's moments?
Well, you know what, Sammy, I reckon you're the one with a good voice. You need to throw out the shout-outs and, of course, the podcast awards once again.
Wait. Yes, you're the one that's turning gay. Maybe you should do this now.
what do you mean turning? I've been all along.
I think he's jumped out of the closet, you guys.
I'm editing that shit out, by the way.
All right. No, you're not. He's going to listen to the first 20 minutes. Like, you know what? It's good. Just let it go. It's good.
Yeah, just like Bob Stokey. Just let it go.
You can't edit life.
You can't edit life.
You can't edit life. You
can't edit life.
All right, everybody. We have a website. It's DragonTheWolfPodcast.com. We have a Twitter. It's Dragon the Wolf Show. We have a Facebook. It's Dragon the Wolf. We're under studio. You'll see our beautiful little picture there. We're on YouTube, Dragon and the Wolf, and iTunes and Podomatic and all those lovely, lovely, lovely little RSS feeds. So please, lovely, like, subscribe, whatever, share, please.
Of
share.
Course, more important, there's a man being nominated with the biggest award, fuck the Academy Awards.
fuck Golden Globes. Podcast awards, people. P1, you gotta tell the people how to do this shit.
It is funny that the podcast award is around Oscar season time, whatever. That's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. Go to podcastawards.com. Like Wayne said earlier, you can vote once a day. Well, according to him, you can vote with multiple emails. so multiple emails. So just create a bunch of email accounts, whatever, just so you can vote multiple times one day. voting ends, I want to say midnight, November 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Just keep voting and stuff.
Yeah, just keep voting until the 15th or whatever. Vote multiple times. And then you know what you need to do, whatever? When you scroll down to that page and you see that little part where you gotta put your name in there and you gotta put, hey, I'm a listener. You know, you see that little comment box on the side? I want you to put best podcast in the world right there, whatever, because a lot of people have been putting that. And I have to keep logging because I want them to read that shit and just go like, damn, every fucking vote says this. So yeah, you do that, you click that submit button. If you have to verify your email, check your email, send a little verification in right there, then bam, you just voted for the phenomenal one to be the best of 2013 and 14, and I love you for that. So,
and you all better do it, otherwise we're gonna send Carol around to your house and she'll fucking stab you while you sleep.
And plus, if you want to see me lick the tears off Corey's face, then of course you'll
and
vote
lick
for
his
me
balls.
I look at the ball too, whatever. I don't know, that's son of a bitch and his spillios, whatever. I'm beat those fucking spill bastards. That is goal one, goal two, goal three, and goal four and five, whatever. That is the goal right there, to beat them.
And that's all that matters.
Especially since I hear they're coming to Vegas as well. That's gonna be fucking interesting.
Ooh,
now.
Showdown. Well, people, I guess that's really it.
It's looking like.
That is it. I guess we have nothing left to say. For The Walking Dead, we will be returning next week with another... What the hell is the name of this show? We always change the fuck. Is it The Walking Spoiled? The Dead Walking?
That show ought to be changing the fucking name. I just keep it at Walking Dead Recap. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I ain't got time for all these fucking names or whatever. So just call it The Walking Dead Spoiler Recap. There you go. Episode 4.
There you go. That'll be back next week.
If y'all still thinking of a name, then goddamn.
We'll change to the season we still got.
And tune us more for the Jane Wolf.
Yes, thank you P1, thank you Sammy, thank you CJ for another great show, another weird show. And we'll be back.
Thank you Wayne.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you yeah. Photoshop dog. Ready to the picture.
Yeah, thank you. Photoshop dog. All right, people. Well, thank you for listening, and until next time. Goodbye.